Diane Dunham used to see her nearly 2-year-old granddaughter every week, playing with her and teaching her French. Now, they can only connect over video chat.
She's just my joy and my sunshine.
Dunham isn't helping out with her newborn grandson either, which is the right choice, according to Dr. Nasia Safdar, the medical director for infection control at UW Health. Safdar says COVID-19 is more dangerous, even for otherwise healthy older people, because their complication rate is high and there is no recommended treatment.
And if your immune system is compromised, as it often is with aging, even if you don't have any other conditions, then you would find it much harder to be able to recover.
The National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 8 out of 10 reported COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. are in people 65 and older. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.